Following a round of wet weather last night through the first part of today, the upper level disturbance is working its way to our east, and a drying trend is underway. Clouds are still holding on quite strongly across the region. However, we've seen at least some breaks develop, especially across portions of the North Country and Adirondacks. But moving into tonight, we will still keep things on the mainly cloudy side. We'll call it variably to mostly cloudy, and a few patches of fog are likely. However, no significant rainfall is in the forecast, though a few patches of mist or drizzle are possible. Overnight low temperatures will be generally in the 40s, with some 30s across the higher elevations. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have another storm system approach with the threat for some wet weather. Currently, the storm is in the nation's midsection. It's producing a severe weather threat and also a blizzard threat. So the storm is really wound up. It's very potent. There's a lot of warm air and wind in advance of the system and plenty of cold and wind on the backside of it. That's why there is that threat for blizzard conditions. The storm itself will work its way to the northeast and charge through the Great Lakes and then across southern Canada. So on that path, we will be on the warmer side of things, so there is no snow in our forecast, at least no heavy snow. But moving ahead through the day tomorrow, we will keep things cloudy with showers developing. Most areas will stay dry through the morning, though a few spots could see a few raindrops before we head to the lunch hour. It will turn breezy with increasing wind from the south. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the 50s with some 40s in the higher elevations. By Friday, that storm will continue to work its way across eastern Canada. The wind will turn to the west. It will be gusty at times, up over 30 miles per hour. And some showers are possible, especially north and west of the capital region on Friday. Following that, on Saturday, we will have cooler air settle in, and there's the chance for some mountain rain or snow showers as we kick off the weekend. A quick check on the tropics, where Kate became a hurricane earlier today. The storm is moving very quickly to the northeast, away from Bermuda and out into the open ocean of the Atlantic. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, with some areas of fog, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with showers developing, becoming breezy, high 48 to 56. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, some areas of fog, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers developing, becoming breezy, high 48 to 56. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy with patchy fog, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers developing, becoming breezy, high in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy with areas of fog, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers developing, becoming breezy, high in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of clouds and some sun, a chance of showers primarily north and west of Albany, windy, high in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains, and on Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of mountain rain and snow showers, breezy with highs in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.